Hi, and welcome to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's me, Carrie, at Write Better Now, and we have no Shawnee today. I know that's sad. All the music stopped because Sean's not here. But anyways, we're gonna journey on, and I'm gonna tell you that I've been talking to a lot of my authors lately about the beginning of their stories and how to make them more awesome. And I have a lot of tips for them, but I'm gonna be fast here. And here's our first tip. Make it tense as the F word. You don't want to make readers in our time wait for the good stuff. Nobody is into waiting right now. It's all instant gratification all the time. And this is even true for most books. Too many details, too much setting or exposition, and too little tension means that readers aren't going to want to read on. Your first page should make the reader ask a question that they want the answer to. Why is this woman lonely in the rain? Why is Sean not doing the podcast with Carrie? Put that on the first page. Make them wonder. Two. Show us what your book and your character are about. This tip really means we want to see the core of your character and what they're yearning for on that very first page. If your book is a mystery, let us know it. If your book is an erotic novel about a hamster and a gerbil, we need to know that on the first page too. The first thing that the reader sees your main character doing, that shows the reader who that character is. If she's running around to rescue someone because she hears yelling, that tells us something about her. If she's running away because she hears yelling, that tells her something about her too. So, three, show us where the hell they are. Seriously, nothing is more annoying than a book that has no grounding elements. Let us readers know where the characters are hanging out. Are we in a cemetery? This world? A cold climate? A warm climate? A dungeon for that hamster and gerbil? Because that's the kind of erotic novel it is. Is it warm? What part of year is it March 13th? Let the readers know where and when your characters are. And here's a bonus tip. You don't want a prologue unless you really, really need it. And you probably don't need it. I know. Like, it's so super sexy to start with all that backstory instead of trying to expertly twist it into the forward moving scenes of the main story. But babies, it's also super lazy. And agents tend to not like prologues if you're trying to get traditionally published. Independently published, you might be okay. And here's this thing. Spoiler. It's basically a spoiler. You can't just give up after your first 10 pages. You want to make sure that your whole book is fantastic and keeps hooking the reader along and making them want to read more. And there you go. Whew, that's fast without Sean here, isn't it? Where is Sean? Oh no, we never know, do we? Will he be here next week? Stay tuned.
Hey, thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons, and
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz, and this track is Arctic Air, off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. So that person smokes. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Rogue for Spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef,
you can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, or Carrie Does Poems, or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.